We're back, and I'm excited we are. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm also CEO for Mage LLC, management consulting firm. We're having a great time all week long at UMass Dartmouth, the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Our next two guests sort of hijacked me, I'd say. They sort of came in. They told me they were being interviewed, showed up. They're not even on my list. They must be good. And who are they? They are Shelley Carduz, I hope I get the names right, and Jeremiah Hernandez of Entrepreneurship for All. Welcome.
Hello, good to be here.
So tell us about Entrepreneurship for All, which is, you know, clearly something I'm interested in.
So E4All is an accelerator program here in the South Coast. We work out of New Bedford and Fall River. And we are here in the South Coast to work with entrepreneurs in the early stages of businesses. They want to start a business or a nonprofit, they apply to our program. The accelerator program offers workshops with industry experts, mentorship, and a good amount of seed money for them to compete for. Each class competes for $30,000. So Lou Gonsalves, who was just on the radio, was part of our first class, and you will hear from an entrepreneur that's currently in our class.
And he's a star.
He is a star.
Liked him.
He's a star, and he's an interesting guy because he actually is successful in business, but when he came to us with a startup idea, we said, but Lou, it seems like you're very successful with business, but what can we help you with? But he said, well, I've never opened a restaurant, and he was a great asset to our class and very, very open to ideas.
So tell us how both of you got involved with the program. What's your origins? How did you come in?
So I was working in management for 12 years, but on the side, running my own businesses and working with the community in different ways. So I heard a presentation from the CEO of E4All, David Parker. E4All started as Merrimack Valley Sandbox in Lowell and Lawrence. He came down to the area to talk about what was coming. And at first I sat there and said, oh, this would be a good program for me and my business. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm a little too far into the business. Maybe I could be a mentor. And then I said, I just want to be involved as much as I possibly can. So I applied for that, became the executive director of the organization in September last year. And then we brought on Jeremiah Hernandez, who has really taken the whole organization to shape, makes it all happen.
So Jeremiah, what's your agenda?
I am a recovering entrepreneur myself. And Shelley got hired. She's pretty much the de facto mayor of New Bedford and said, I would love, you know, to have you in our program. And they needed a program manager, and I thought this would be a great way to give back to my city, as well as, you know, coming back to the world where they give you a paycheck every 2 weeks. What a fascinating life this is.
It's different, isn't it?
Oh,
it's, you know, I don't meet a lot of people who go from entrepreneurship to employee. I meet a lot of employees who go to entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Has it been a big adjustment for you?
A mild adjustment.
Can you take the entrepreneur out of the employee, or are you eventually going to be an entrepreneur again?
Yes. Yes.
You're just waiting for your prey to...
No. I think, there is a genetic disposition you have to entrepreneurship, and at some point, we will all get back to it. If that's what you were born to do, that's what you'll do.
Exactly.
But at this point, learning while working, being able to help new entrepreneurs is really, really rewarding. And I learn something every day that I know I'll be able to apply in my future life. So
tell us about some of the companies in the program, if you can.
Yeah, so we have a wide range. I mean, it's right in the title, Entrepreneurship for All. We really are open to everyone. We specifically have our classes in New Bedford, Fall River. People can be from anywhere, all ages, all backgrounds, as long as it's an early stage. So right now in class, we have somebody that's opening a noodle bowl restaurant in New Bedford. We have guided journals. She's from Brockton. We have a woman that wants to start a Blue Institute, which is water research in Cape Cod, which is a very big project.
We have a jeweler. We have a fashion designer who's got a pant for children with indestructible knees.
Impossible.
Yeah. The range is very wide. Very wide.
I remember when I was a kid, I always tore my pants in the knees.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Different generation too. I didn't have a lot of pants.
Yeah, and and who your caretaker likely sewed them and fixed them or patched them.
Well, my parents were from the Depression.
All right.
So they weren't too, my father was not too happy when I tore them. Mm-hmm. But luckily my mother couldn't sew, so she had someone who would sew for her.
Perfect.
So that
so Victor,
and that's where I but that's
that
where
I
learned how to sew.
Yeah.
Cuz I would watch the person who knew how to sew.
So, she's trying to take that out of the equation completely. No more need for
Well, nowadays if my kids would have when they were kids, if they would have torn their knees, I would have thrown the pants out.
That's the assumption.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she learned in her market research.
Right. They threw them. The parents throw them out.
Everything is disposable.
Everything is disposable. So she's showing you how to do that.
Yeah.
By creating a pant that lasts forever. That's very good.
Yeah.
Is she doing it all on her own?
Yes. Yes. With the help of Everall.
So what would be the most mature entrepreneur you'd have in your program? Like how evolved? Because, you know, when you think, you know, the entrepreneurship programs I've known, they're very much smaller businesses, more startup, looking for a lot of expertise, guidance on how to get through certain early stages of the organization's development. Is that basically the same for you?
It is, although people do come in with all different backgrounds. We had in our first class, we had a software company where, you know, one of the entrepreneurs has a background in law. So some people have a lot of success in their life, and some people are brand new at business. There's quite a range. We let anybody apply to the program. And we run the program twice a year, but we follow. The entrepreneurs are really part of us. They're stuck with us for a full year. So in our first cohort that we had in the winter, we're seeing a lot of success there. We have a entrepreneur, Victoria Hall, that's with us. Her business is Working Girl Co. She designed.
Right.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. She just very successfully had a Kickstarter campaign.
Right.
Where she exceeded her goal. Her goal was $18,500 for a carry-all bag. So
she's been on the show.
Oh, great.
From what I remember, right? Right. Not yeah. my kind of bag, but, you know.
We also have Kristen Kalina of Mastermind Adventures. They do these, how do you call that, kids activities with a focus on fun and learning. And that
I think Jeremiah's off thinking about his new business.
Yeah. No, not at all.
I'm just teasing.
Not at all.
But when they came
to
us,
you can see
it
him conspiring as you're talking.
There is
a
look
player.
In his eye.
No. That's the best way. They don't know I'm paying attention.
It seems like you get excited about these companies.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
Is it hard to, keep a boundary and not get excited? I know for me, you know, I've been consulting for the better part of almost 40 years now. And I think what keeps me going is that I get excited about my clients. I get myself emotionally geared up to sort of have them be successful. Do you sort of feel that also?
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is, Jeremiah and I are totally allowed to get excited. These entrepreneurs have three mentors that they meet with weekly through our program. So the mentors are the ones that can, you know, challenge them. And not that we don't challenge them, but it's totally fine for us to get excited. And that's what keeps us going.
Right. So if somebody wants to find you at Entrepreneurship for All, where would they go?
We on our website, eforall.org. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as eForall. And we are the South Coast chapter in New Bedford and Fall River.
All right. Any phone numbers?
Yep, sure. My cell is 508-858-8522.
And what about you, Jeremiah? You give off phone numbers?
Well, you can call Shelly. She sits right next to me in the office.
I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs today, and we hope, you know, maybe we'll do a show from the center one day. We would love that, right, Chris?
Yeah, come on over to Chris, Groundwork in New Bedford.
Yeah, we love New Bedford.
All of those,
I like
those
certain restaurants in New Bedford.
So. You won't
we
say
do
out
too.
Loud.
Well, I don't want to be unfair, but I am partial to Portuguese restaurants.
Oh, all right. That narrows
especially
it down
spicy,
to about 5,042.
Yeah, really spicy Portuguese chicken is a favorite of mine.
All right.
So
there's some great Portuguese restaurants right here in Fall River, too.
I know. As I was driving down, I kept thinking, got to get to work. Don't stop the car. It's not time to eat, but it occurs to me every time I pass. So I want to thank you for being on the show today. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and you can find this interview on our website for the next 45 days. You can see excerpts of it on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. And you know, I want to thank our friends finally again at the Center for Entrepreneurship, Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at UMass Dartmouth. We're going to take a break. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.